Thank you. Is it on? It's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So I got help. How you doing up there on the civil platter? It's nice up there, right? Yeah, yeah. Is anybody, oh, you guys up there too? Oh my gosh, I like that. Good. This is Claudia Mina Myers. We have a secret that you don't know about. And you know what they say about secrets. If you don't know it, you gotta find out what it is. That's what they say. It depends on if I stay on this thing here or if I jump out there across you guys. Either way, I'm gonna release it. I'm gonna tell you the secret. Yeah. Amina doesn't know either. The truth is this. This is our first time ever playing together publicly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's something that you can kind of like mark in your book. And I'm not talking about a published book, I'm talking about on the book of your heart. Woo! You know. Tonight we did, I think, 5 pieces from Central Park. And it's I believe that it's a beautiful journey that we have struck up with this Central Park. People complain all the time about why they're all doing too much. And they complain about the lengths of the titles of my pieces. And my only answer to them is that, wow, I thought you could read. But somehow that seemed to be a problem. But guess what? That's part of the mystery. If you can't read the titles that I write, you will not find this secret that I have embedded there. And that's a fact, you know. I'm a poet. Therefore, why would I write a piece and say, I love molasses and grits? Doesn't make any sense, you know. But I write about human feeling, how to touch the heart, and how to think about this whole thing about humans becoming real humans. That's what all my stuff is about, you know. So what we like to say about Central Park is just the beginning. I've started a second set. It's trumpet, string quartet, and maybe electric bass. And it's gonna be premiered at Big Ears in Knoxville. So if you can find something that goes down there, join me, because it's difficult. You can't fly directly all the time. You know, last time I was going, no, not the last time, but the time before, we were landing in a hurricane. What they call those things?
Tornado.
And my point was to the pilot, they didn't understand me, was that, why did you take off from New York if you knew you were going to land in a tornado? Because it was already happening before we left. So anyway, we didn't land. We went back up, barely. We went back up and then we landed in Memphis. That's crazy, isn't it? So you know what I did? I hired a car service to take me and Phil Rowan to Knoxville. Yeah, because do you think I'm gonna trust him one more time to go to Knoxville and land? Anyway, I just want to say something to lighten up your heart so that you can feel good like I do and like Amina does. And Take it from our heart to heart, stitch, knit them together, because that's the only way to survive. Because that's all you have to do. Yeah. And if you don't know that music, you should listen to it from time to time, as I do. Because what he's talking about on there is the future for us.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Guess on this thing. There we go. way, you know that it's over. Thank you so much. Really.